the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. Now, I have the perfect scam for killing anyone you want. It kind of has to be a friend you want
Magic.
To kill.
Magic.
No, this is...
Time travel.
This actually exists. It's not like some fantastical scheme.
Time travel. What I do is I go back in time and kill their parents, and they're never born.
You are correct. That would.
No one would ever suspect me of killing someone's parents in the 70s.
That would work. You are correct, though. I mean, I have a different way. So what I would do is I'd get some antifreeze, which they say is sweet, and dump it in some fruit punch. And let's say me and you are just hanging out one day, and, you know, we got our drinks in front of us, and I say, oh, dude, you know what would be really funny? Let's write fake suicide notes. And so we both write our notes, and like, no, you gotta make it more pathetic. And then once it's done, we all drink up, and then you just
die. If this is a movie, I would, like, I've switched our drinks. Like, no, that always happens.
That does happen in the movies. I was a little suspicious. So I'm when too you smart. Had your head turned, I switched. Have you ever switched drinks with anyone?
No.
Someone gives you a drink, you just fucking drink it.
Yeah. Why do we trust the people we visit? Like, you visit someone, and you're like, hey, you want anything to drink? Yeah, sure, what do you got?
Well, you know what? That's a good thing, that normally my instinct is to always say no.
Yeah, you're hungry? People are always trying to murder you.
Yeah, well, they're not always, but well, I don't know what, if it's 10% of the time, I have to be on guard.
Meanwhile, I mean, someone could pay someone at McDonald's.
That is true. They might have, like, arsenic.
I hate Mark so much, I know he goes to McDonald's on Wednesday mornings, so I'm going to get a job there. And then poison his McMuffin.
Well, the thing is, I don't know which McMuffin he's going to get, so I have to kind of poison all of them. A lot of people are dead.
Listen, it's worth it. Collateral damage, they call that.
That's true.
At least Mark's finally gone.
Yeah. Little do they know. Mm-hmm. I've been giving myself arsenic little doses every day, so I build up an immunity.
Yep.
Has no effect on me anymore. Or I've been poisoning myself for years, and I'm dead.
Speaking of drinking, I was thinking about how I love the idea. I don't do it, but I love the idea of sitting in a dingy bar, depressed, drinking at the bar. That seems like a cool thing, you know, a good thing to do. Like, you're just sad, you know, you just got dumped or you lost your job. Just go to a bar, give me some whiskey, and just sit there and just stare into your drink, like in the movies.
You know what? Me and you have an entirely different idea of what fun is.
Well, when you're depressed, what do? You sit at home?
Yeah.
Like a sucker?
Watch TV, jerk it. I don't know.
And then I tell a story to the bartender, but then instead of just seeing me talk about the story, we see the live action.
Do you bring people with you and they act it out behind you?
You know, it's funny because I got a bunch of actors to recreate my whole life, so why don't we just play that in the DVD player and pretend I told you the story?
You know they're not really that interested.
Because imagine if the movie was just a guy telling the story and they never actually did a flashback.
Yeah, that would be a pretty boring movie.
What's up, sir? You look a little down.
Well, let me tell you.
Then you think it's gonna go to a flashback?
Like, nope, just him telling the fucking story. Then you see how bored the bartender is. There's other customers, man. There is
a couple. I think I've seen a couple indie movies where it's like people at dinner and they it's all it is them telling stories.
Or you have those movies where they're just in one room.
Yeah.
We're all in the living room. Hey, that's a whole fucking movie.
That show where the guy's a caveman, that took place in one room. That was good.
What are you saying, show?
It's a movie. They never did any flashbacks.
I know. I was thinking about that one right before you mentioned it. That was a really good movie where it turned out he was Jesus and he was just immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. Some indie movies are good. Mostly not.
I don't think they did any flashbacks.
No.
Right?
It all took place in that living room.
Very budget conscious.
They went outside a couple times, but you know, they were just in one fucking room. And
very,
it was a
very
really
budget
good movie.
Conscious film. I like it.
Yeah. On the cheap. That's what I'm going to do. Now, you know how I hate that idea of positivity shit.
Yeah, I know you complain about it every week.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Every week.
Pretty much.
Please. But I was thinking about willpower, and like, I'm all on board with that willpower. But then I thought, you know what? Actually,
willpower.
It's like the same thing.
It's the morning DJ.
Yeah. It's like the same thing. You see how I just brush past that?
Willpower in the morning. Your soft rock favorites all day.
Hey, I'm Willpower here over Power 97. And tonight we got it. That's what he sounds
like.
That
should
like,
be probably. Your new DJ name.
Willpower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm gonna work on that. But I was thinking it's pretty much the same thing. It's all just semantics. Do you agree or disagree? Because I'm thinking, you have willpower, you have positivity, you have placebo, you have nocebo.
It's all the same.
And it's kind of all...
Why are you so angry about them?
I don't know. Because it just... When you brand it as positivity, I imagine some hippie assholes being like, oh, man, no, it's all this. The energy. That's what I picture. And that's what I hate. Now, when you kind of package it as in willpower... You know what? You know what I mean? It's like, I know what I can do, and I'm going to focus on that, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, now I'm buying it.
Yeah, but whose willpower is, like, is more other the girl DJ?
What?
Willpower and, like, Jackie in the morning? Or?
Oh, who has to be the girl?
Yeah, you always have a girl who tells you the news story so you can comment on them.
Yeah,
like,
shit.
Like, I'm willpower, but I can't read the news myself. I got to have the girl do it, and then I comment on the girl's news. And they usually either do like a lot of times it's just like it's casual. They just do the news throughout the morning.
Ooh, how about this? Willpower and Maxine Pad.
Maxine. Usually she just has a regular name like
Maxine.
Joanne.
Maxine isn't a regular
name. There's
this
one station, in, well, it's actually not in this area. It's in Canada, but we get it here. And it's like, you know, they have the display on radio stations now on your radio. It says like all the stuff.
Yeah,
like it says like. Joanne and Tom in the morning, Steve afternoons, Carl drive time, and Danny overnights. I'm like, what the? Why do we have to list everyone who's on your radio station?
Well, in case you want to tune in later. Listen, weird. I'm done listening now. But if I now that I know that Danny's on overnights, I'm gonna have to check that
out. You know, my dream, my whole life was to be a radio DJ. But nowadays, when I listen to like,
did you finally realize that radio died like years ago?
When I listen to. Like the DJ on like a radio station, like how stupid, like song ends and all of a sudden like, hey, all right, coming up, we got some AC/DC, Leonard Skinner and Led Zeppelin coming up. But right now, let's get to the newest track from the new, you know, like, it's like, why did you need to do that?
Newest track from Chicago. You know,
there's some new Nickelback. You're like, why do you have to do that? What is the point?
Because that's the format.
And why couldn't even a robot do it?
Here is Nickelback. Next.
Most
well,
people,
they do like the kind of jack format too, where
I
you
know,
don't need it, you
which
don't
is
need
fine. But why? What is their thinking? Like, people will be it'll get people's attention to listen longer because they have a DJ.
There's a connection with a person.
Yeah,
maybe I'm sure they have some theory behind it, which is fucking nonsense. But there is some reasoning
because if I go,
it's faulty, but it's there.
Okay, you can have a station with just music, no talking, and some commercials. You know, obviously you'd want no commercials, but we're talking about commercial radio. Or we got a guy interrupting every 5 minutes because he's got to say he read something online on radar.com. He's going
to
comment on it.
People do like to hear what songs are coming up, though.
I guess.
And he gives a little bit of, and coming up in a little bit, new from, you know, whoever.
Or I can go on Spotify and listen to that song in 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's why radio's dead.
And all these people are like, hey, Will Power, can you play the newest hit from Justin Bieber, please? Like, why do you have to request things when you can go on YouTube and play whatever you want?
You don't. That's what.
Who's requesting music?
No one.
And by the way, when I was a kid, I used to request all the time. Never would play my shit. Never.
Now, there's this one radio station where every once, like during the commercials, they would play supposed clips of people calling in. Like, you know, there's like some kind of, you know, some kind of line, and people would call in and make comments. And I knew for a fact, without knowing the facts, that...
What, Jack you're talking about?
Yeah. That's a fucking scam.
It's not. Those are real calls.
I don't know.
They claim the real calls.
I know they claim. Yes,
but
they're
real calls.
But you
can't lie.
Listen, no. This is how you lie. These are real calls. We're playing real calls. Guess what? The guys who work for Jack FM are real people. They're making
real telephone calls. An article in the newspaper about it, and they said that they are actual calls that people call in.
Yes, but you can word it in a way where you're not lying. They're lying.
You don't know
those aren't real calls from real people?
You don't know
even
that.
If they work for the radio station, but they are real
maybe,
calls
they,
by real people, correct?
They say they're real calls.
Yes, they are, even if those people work there.
The news article, the reporter said they were real calls.
Yeah, where'd he get his information from?
Exactly. No.
You're right. Everything's a fucking lie. Don't buy into this shit.
Well, we become the morning man, and you can be Joanne, and I'll be Will Power.
I'm not Joanne.
Yeah,
I'm Maxine. Maxine Pad.
No, the girl doesn't have a fake name. Just the dumb host.
Listen, no, I'm all about inclusivity. Why should the man only have a fake name?
I mean, some girls have fake names. Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah, she's dead, so I can take it.
She's still alive. She was pretty hot back in the day.
Yeah, there's two Julie Browns.
Yeah, there's a British Julie Brown and downtown. Well, that's why she's downtown. So you can know the difference.
I don't know. I'm not sure which one I like better. They had the black one and the white one.
Were they both on
MTV or something? I don't know. No idea.
Interesting.
I like Rhonda Shear from Up All Night. Remember her?
Well, I like Gilbert Godfrey's on there better.
Yeah. No one knows any of those people.
So, I got an Ask Mark for you.
The answer is yes.
Would you?
And hard.
If this week we don't record our shows and like all of a sudden this weekend you have a stroke and you're paralyzed on one half of your body.
Like this?
Would you still do the show?
Hey, snare cock. You see, no one can see it now, but I can do a really good stroke. Like I have something with my neck and I could like pop shit out and it looks really good.
Would you or no?
Look, check it out, both sides.
Mm-hmm. You got to close your eye a little bit, too.
Yeah, no, I can do a really good stroke impression.
So,
would I still do it? I don't know. Because you'd like to think that even if, like, an injury happened, you wouldn't kind of just give up on life.
Don't you get mad at when you see these cripples on TV and they have, like, a really good outlook on life? They have positivity, like you say?
I'm not pissed. I'm envious because I think...
You're miserable and you have you can work all your parts.
But I think if that happened to me, I don't know if I could be that optimistic. I don't know. I might just be like, fuck this. I'm fucking staying home. I'm just going to sit here and wait to die. Like, what's the fucking point? Like, I don't know how I'd be. Or would I just be like, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to go out there and do it. Maybe I'd turn like all positive.
Now, if you had a stroke, would you be mad if I got a guest host while you were recovering? Like, because even if you wanted to come back to the show with a stroke like Dick Clark did, there's going to be a month or two where you're still in the hospital or still... You're not going to be able to come in the next day.
I'll call in. I'll just Skype in.
Probably not.
Probably yes.
How are you going to set that up? You're in the hospital.
Listen, with a fucking phone. I'll just use my regular fucking smartphone. Set it up.
But your mom's going to be there with you all day.
I tell her to leave.
Leave? You're going to tell your mom to leave.
Listen... I know my mom's inclination would be to
sit there all day.
Inclination, not inclination, I guess. But yeah, would be this to be there all day. Like my brother was in the hospital and she just wants to be there all day. Like when my dad was in the hospital, she was just fucking there all day. And like my dad was like, oh, he even told her, listen, if you're in the hospital, I'm not going to be here all day. I'll come and visit. Then I'm going home. I'm not going to be here all day. But that's what she would want to do. And, like, I don't want anyone there all day. You want to come and visit? Fine. Fucking, I need to be left alone.
Well, so say you can't call in for whatever reason. Would you be mad if I got a co-host?
Goddamn right I would be. Well, fuck you.
I can do the show myself.
Yeah, you can. You wait.
No, we can't.
We do best of for
we
a
don't
while.
Do best of.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
We do best of all the time.
Not all the time. And it's like a week. We're not. Maybe the first week, but the second week I'm doing a show. Show must go on. That's what Mark would want.
No, he wouldn't. He's telling you right now.
So
if you die,
if you die, the show's over.
That's right.
No, it's not. I hate to tell you.
Who? Listen. Do you think there's a person on this fucking planet that could replace me?
Well, I mean,
you can get someone who can speak.
That's what you want to think, but
someone could speak, sure, but that could replace
me. Well,
it's
a funny thing. Howard Stern said he'd do a podcast with me.
You think he could fill my fucking boots?
I think he could.
Please, I'd like to see him try.
Like I play Howard Stern's talking in his sleep, and it's better than you.
Dogs, my wife, Bubba Booey. There you go. There's the show. Whatever. That's hilarious.
You can disparage him, but show's going on when you're dead.
Yeah, okay.
When I die, you're shit out of luck. You have no access to anything.
Yeah.
You could even make an announcement on the website.
I'd figure something.
Well, that website dies with me.
Well, you know what? I mean, your brother and girlfriend will let me come in. So I come in the house. I still have access to the equipment.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know how to, like, log in and all that.
You know, you should write down all your login materials for the show.
Well, no, I don't want the show going on. I'm dead. Who would your co-host be? You'd probably do take my idea and do a show with your son.
No, I'll do it myself.
Wait till I'm gonna have a show. I'm gonna have a podcast with my son.
Listen, podcasts won't even exist by the time you have a kid.
Listen, I'm getting pretty old. I have to have a kid soon if I'm gonna have one. Sooner
I'll get
or later.
Started. Start fucking me.
Yeah, I wait till I'm married. I do it the right way, not like you.
Well, when's the wedding?
I don't know, 2020.
What year is it now?
2010.
Hmm.
10 years from now.
You got some time. Alright.
Now, what if you had like an inoperable brain tumor? Would you do the show still? Like, yeah. If you knew you were gonna die in like 2 months?
Well, why not? What else am I gonna do?
Wouldn't it get kind of depressing? Like, like, what can you joke around about if you know you're going to die within a month or two?
Then you know what? You joke about everything.
You're super weak and skinny. Someone's got to carry you in.
Well, if I'm super weak and skinny, it's going to be easy to get carried in.
What if you had AIDS?
I do fuck a lot of prostitutes.
Would you admit that you had AIDS on the air?
I don't think I would.
I don't even think you would announce that you were sick on the air either.
I'd probably keep it under wraps.
That's because you're not honest. I'm on it. Everything that goes on in my life, I tell people in the air.
Well, then tell me you have AIDS. Is that what this is? Are you coming out? You're sick?
I don't have AIDS. But I'll tell you.
I thought you were honest.
You'd be like, you know, he didn't want to say anything. We all knew. I don't even think you'd tell me if you were dying. Would you?
I don't know.
You're such a private guy. It's annoying.
You know what? Would you, like, I would just like, I'm on this new diet. Like, man, Mark, you're...
I only eat raisins. One raisin a week, that's all I eat.
You are getting thin. Are you sick? No, man, I got this... I'm doing this new cleanse. Yeah, I mean, I drink a lot of water, okay? And, you know what I do? I take a stick of celery, and I swirl it in the water, then drink it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
I'd say one raisin a week.
There's a lot of sugar in raisins. I would say stay away from that. Steer clear.
My weekly food.
I look forward to that so much. I get such a rush when I eat that raisin.
Yeah, there's that Jethro Tull song where he says, eat all your nuts, save your raisins for Sunday. Sunday's a special day.
It is. You get the weekend. You celebrate, man. You've been working hard all week eating nuts. Mm-hmm.
That's when you have your Sunday dinner after church, Sunday brunch after church.
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I, on Sundays, when I pick up my son from my parents' house and I pass by, there's a church there, not my parents' church, and it's a black church, and I just find it funny.
I'd rather go to that church
to see parents. Everyone in their literal Sunday best.
Oh, they dress up.
There are guys in all yellow, all purple suits, women with fucking weird hats. They fucking really, they put on their Sunday
best. You went there once, right?
I did.
But you weren't dressed up.
No. What the fuck? I wasn't getting up and feeling the spirit like they were.
No.
They were literally, you know, they get, and I've been to the mountaintop. You know, they were really doing
so
that shit.
So were you the only guy sitting?
No, because they were, you know... I don't know. They were sitting, but when you would get up and you would have your
I picture like
your
in the
thing.
South, they have a fan. They're fanning themselves.
Oh, it was so hot in there. Holy shit. There's like no air conditioning. I don't know how. What, they built an oven around it. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but it was so hot.
Where'd you sit in the back?
It's reversed. White people have to sit in the back there.
No, but if you're not really part of it, why would you sit in the middle? You know,
you just sit where there's an open seat.
I sit in the outskirts.
You just sit.
Who'd you go with?
Well, my it was like I told you before, it was a church crossover.
Crossover episode.
I know.
Your parents had a crossover episode.
A church crossover. But it was. Like, my parents were...
Wouldn't they be bored at your parents' church?
Well, probably. But my
now, does your parents' church do the Catholic thing where they get up and sit down and
yeah.
kneel? I fucking hate that.
Now...
I'm in a church.
The crossover
years,
part was the music. So, like, and my dad plays guitar, and my mom's part of the choir. So that's why.
Your mom's in part of the choir?
Yeah. So that's why.
Does she have a good voice on her?
Not particularly, no.
That's a good thing about a choir. You can be a shoe.
Yeah, you know.
She's not getting a solo or anything.
But they're all there, you know, doing stuff. And then that was the crossover part. So I'm just
Is
sitting
Carlos
there.
There with your mom?
Oh, he's always there.
He supports her.
He's very religious.
He supports her when she does
Man
her singing.
Man of faith, yeah.
What did it sound like when your mom's singing? You're when the character.
When my mom's singing?
Yeah.
Oh, the character?
The character of your mom, not your real mom.
I don't know any church songs. I don't know what the fuck I'm singing.
I know a couple.
Can you put them in my brain,
There's
then?
That one. What is that one? I kind of like it, actually. I can't remember it.
Roll the boat ashore, hallelujah.
There's the one that they always play.
Michael, row the boat ashore? Is that a religious song?
Maybe they don't play it yet, but the church I used to go to always played this. It was the same thing every week. They play this one song. I used to kind of like it. I don't remember what it is.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. You used to kind of like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's an interesting cross.
Have you noticed that we've mentioned Breakfast at Tiffany's every episode for the last 3 weeks?
You're not supposed to tell people that.
Okay.
It's called an Easter egg.
That is. Now everyone has to go back to every episode to listen. There it is. Listen, I just listened to the sixth mention. Holy shit.
We say certain words during the show, and then if you put them all together, it's like a story.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not everyone knows. The super fans know about it. Yeah,
I'd like to go to that. I'd like to dress up and go to that black church, but I don't know. First of all, I don't. I feel like they give me dirty looks.
Man, what you doing here?
Yeah. Shit.
I don't know, but you know, it's a little. It wasn't awkward or anything. It was just like, oh, I was just waiting to leave.
I mean,
I need to fucking get out of here.
If someone put a gun to my head and said, you got to go to church from now on. Like, there's a new law.
Yeah, which...
I would pick either a black church or a Jewish temple. I would not pick a Catholic church because it's annoying as hell. All the kneeling.
All the ritual.
Yeah. I just want to go there and have some fun.
I might go to one of those evangelical churches where the guy has magic and he's making people fall down.
Those are good too.
That I might go to, because you know what, I'd have fun. I would just sit there and would start going, I'm speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
I'd be going nuts.
We can sit there and badmouth Catholics, because evangelicals hate Catholics.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know, because they're hateful people. That's why.
Now, if you're, how does it work? Like, if you're Catholic, do you think that, like, do Baptists still go to heaven? I guess they do, right?
I don't know.
If you're doing a church crossover with the Baptist church, that's a Baptist church, right?
How the hell would I know?
I think that's what it is. So if you're doing a crossover with the Baptist church, you must assume that they're okay and they're going to heaven, right? Because evangelicals, if you're not an evangelical,
I know.
That's it. You're going to hell.
Yeah, so everyone's going to hell. Yeah.
And if you're Jewish, there is no hell, so.
There you go. Yeah, I don't fucking care or know. Or think
saying.
About it. Yeah, no, it is interesting.
I was also thinking about how, now I don't know if it's true, but this is what I heard, that, you know how, like...
It actually is true.
That during Lent, you know, you can't eat meat, right, on Fridays?
Ash Wednesday, and then fucking Fridays.
I heard a rumor that the reason that they do that is because originally they were supposed to fast, but they couldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that, too. Like, it was all fasting. Because the Islamic guys, they fast.
So do Jewish people.
Yeah. And we, you know, Christianity had the same fucking thing. Like, we fast. We're like, we're fucking hungry.
Isn't
fuck
it,
that
is
shit.
Is it like, is it Jewish or one of those? They have like really bad breath because they don't drink or anything either.
I've heard that. It's like, yeah, because you're not drinking or you're not eating. Your breath fucking reeks.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they lose weight? Like, after their fasting period?
A day. You're not going to
fast. No, but you do it like once a week or something.
I don't know how much weight you're probably not losing any weight, because you're going to double down the next day when you could eat.
Yeah.
I bet it doesn't make any difference. I also heard that when they got rid of the fasting and just switched to meat, or like not, you just don't eat meat, they did that to help out the fishermen, because like, well, you know, the fishermen are kind of hurting.
That sounds false to me.
Yeah, because I don't know, that sounds legit.
Was the fishing the industry really like going? When was this?
Who knows?
More details?
Who really knows? We all know everything's a lie, but whatever.
And is Lent like an American thing, or do they do it in Italy? You know,
I don't know. I bet you it's not just an American thing, because like my church, the Pope is fucking big. So I bet you, you know, it's come down from him.
That fucking Pope, whatever he says, is the word of God.
Yeah, that fucking Pope,
That fucking Pope, whatever he says, is the word of God.
Yeah.
His words, which is bullshit, because he's not talking to God. Is that what we're pretending that he does? Is he some kind of like some he's divinely given like information?
I don't fucking know what they think. But you know,
do your parents have a picture of the Pope in their house?
No, but there's pictures, there's statues of Jesus, there's pictures, there's crosses. You know, there's shit around.
Now you pretend that you're religious still.
No, I don't pretend I'm religious. I just don't mention it.
Whatever. Now, would your mom be just as? Would she be more upset if you were atheist, or more upset if you were, like, if you go to, you become a Jew or a Muslim? All of a sudden you're like a Farrakhan and you're wearing the bow tie.
I have a bow tie. My black power fist is always up in the air.
Yeah. So if you did that,
I gotta say she would be more upset with the atheist.
But even what if you went Buddhist? Different. It's not even part of the same religion.
That's not even a religion. That's more of a philosophy.
Exactly.
So what are my options?
You're atheist or Buddhist?
She's always more upset with the atheism.
You think so?
Oh, hell yeah.
Did she talk about that?
No, but she's my mother. I know my mother.
What? So you've never heard her opinion on atheists?
I've never heard her opinion on atheists, but I've heard her yell, scream, and cry when many years ago my brother said that he didn't believe in God. Oh. So I have. Okay.
Did your brother change his mind, or did he just
No one mentioned anything.
No one mentioned.
You know how I'm private? There's a reason for that. We don't talk about things in my family.
So you're saying that your privacy is because of your mom?
Yeah, we don't talk. We don't have discussions. We don't talk about things.
That's weird.
It's very just light things. I'm not allowed to disagree with my mother.
You know. I guess that's where you got your. That's how you.
Yeah, that's how I'm me. Don't tell her that, because in her mind, that all that is very false. We're very open, and you know, I'm sure she has that impression. But we do not discuss things.
I'm sorry, Carlos and Mark's mom, but she fucked you up.
Like, you know, like again, she has an entirely different idea of how things were and how things are, but that ain't how it is.
Because most people like discuss things.
Listen, I can discuss something. As long as I know she has the same opinion.
It's very strange. I guess a lot of people are like that. They just kind of... Which I think
I remember being a little kid, being in trouble, getting punished if I said she was wrong. If I disagreed with her, she would get very upset. And she would say, are you calling me a liar? I'm like, I'm not calling you a liar, Mom. I just think you're wrong. That is not allowed in my house.
I lucked out because my parents aren't like pushy. They don't have a lot of opinions on things, or if they do, I don't know about them, like political, religious stuff.
There's no political shit in my house, other than if it falls along religious lines.
Same thing, really.
Yeah, I guess. Religion, but like no one talks about
religion
political stuff.
In this country. Religion and
politics go hand in hand.
Yeah, because
I know.
You're a lot of times you're basing your politics on your religion.
Yeah, that's what they do, but they don't like discuss like, oh, this guy and this guy.
So that never happened in my house. So like it did. I don't know. There was no. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're lucky.
I don't know that my mom has any opinions. I remember she had an opinion on abortion once, and it made no sense. Like, she was for abortion, but against people having abortions. She's like, I'm for the right to have an abortion.
But I think no one should be able to have them.
I'm for people having the right to have an abortion, but I don't think people should have abortions.
She's really walking that fence there. That's a tightrope.
She doesn't think it should be governmentally mandated.
But I think she's morally opposed to it, but if you want to have it, you still should be able to
have it. Well, the
government
shouldn't tell you shouldn't have it. Yeah. I guess it makes kind of sense.
No, it makes sense.
But not really.
Yeah. In a way, I guess it does. I don't know.
Do you notice that you have a lot of vocal fry lately?
Yeah, I do.
During the show, I'm like, man, he's frying away over there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing it on purpose. I mean, I can do it on purpose, Or I'm just, it's almost like a lazy.
Does this new girlfriend of yours have vocal fry and you've glommed onto it?
Oh, no. She's like, kind of a girly, high-pitched voice.
Well, girly is vocal fry. Vocal fry is girly.
No, but, you know, it's like a higher pitch. It's not, there's no fry.
Well, with my raspy voice, I don't think I can do it. See, I can't even do vocal fry.
Oh, I'm dying.
I'm like an old man.
He's sick. Yeah. He's a sick old man.
I have very little range with my voice.
I have lots of range in my voice.
The only way I can sing is if I do the voice like this. That's the only way I can sing. Like, I can't sing in my normal voice.
That's pretty good.
But hey, Lemmy made a career out of it. There's a lot of guys with raspy voices that sing, so.
You are correct.
So I still hope that I'll become a musical star.
I mean, I'm still holding out hope. I enjoy how we perform our musical numbers during our summertime performances when we have our summer shows. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you pick up the guitar, you play something, and then we just improv a song.
By the way, I think signups have started for that shitty festival we always play.
Oh, well, we got to sign up quick before all the spots are taken.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Same old shit.
This year's going to be different.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I know so.
Have we had any successful shows? The one that you couldn't make it to was okay. It was pretty good.
I know. The one I wasn't at.
Yeah. And I don't even know if it was that great.
I couldn't tell you because I wasn't
fucking
there. When
I watched the video, it was cringy, so I turned it off. But that's a lot of things.
Sometimes it's hard to see yourself doing things.
Listening, I'm fine with listening to our show, but videos I don't like.
You know what it is? We got used to it. We've been doing it for so long. Used to it. In the beginning, I'm like, oh my God, I guess fucking stupid.
I guess this would be the same with video. You just got to get used to your mannerisms and how you like have bad posture and facial expressions.
Yeah, if we did videos all the time, we'd get used to it and it'd be a nothing. Now when I see a video of myself, I can't stand to look at my face because, oh my God, look what I'm doing with my fucking face over there.
Who's that monster?
It's just, I'm doing weird expressions. Like, I look at my fucking eyes, my eyebrows.
Do you think it would be tough for you to watch yourself have sex?
It depends how it's filmed. Now, if it's an amateur fixed camera angle, that's okay. Because you're not getting a lot of detail on my face, and you just see me.
No, it's really well produced.
Okay, so they're just cameras.
POV shots.
Ooh, you know what? It's one of the favorite porn angles. Under the balls, up the girl's asshole.
Yes.
They shine a light.
Who's
right?
That cameraman?
I don't know, but there is a cameraman right up your ass with the camera. Like, literally. There's a dude shining a light, and there's a guy with the camera fucking
I hope that guy's getting hazard pay.
I don't think he is.
Man.
I don't think he is.
That's crazy.
That is still my favorite, though. Anyway, HachaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend.